the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum received his anxiously awaited letter from Mrs. Barrington in Kansas City. A great deal depends on that letter. If Mrs. Barrington says the jewels they found in the secret compartment of the box of insurance papers are hers, then they can return them to her and put the police on the trail of the man who calls himself Mr. Devereaux. If not, well, let's look in on the little community today and see what the old fellows have figured out by this time. We find Abner at Lum's house, still hiding out. Listen.
Well, I just come by to see whether we's going to open up a store today or keep on hiding out.
I don't care what you do. Open it up, leave it closed, hide out, or go out and open. I don't even care. Fact is, I don't care for nothing. Granny's for 2 cents, I'd run off from home and join the Navy. Go up in the mountains and hermit myself.
Well, what in the world is the matter with you? Ever since you got that letter yesterday, you've been as grouchy as a old wet setting hen.
There ain't nothing wrong with me. I've just lost all interest in everything. All I can see is black clouds overhead.
Black clouds? Why, the sun's shining as bright as I ever seen.
Not for me, it ain't. Not for me.
Well, you just can't see it here in the house, Lum, with all the shades drawn. Is that the reason you don't want to go outside, fear it's going to rain?
No, I mean the sun ain't shining for me no more.
Well, I don't know who it's shining for, but it's shining. I believe that letter you got from Miss Barrington yesterday has got you all upset, Lum.
I told you 1,000 or 100 times that letter ain't got a thing in the world to do with it.
Well, what all did that letter say, Lum?
I told you. Just said the diamonds never belonged to her.
Oh, it said more than that, I know. I could see there's a lot more writing that you never read out loud on there. When you wrote her the letter telling her we thought we had her diamonds, why, you put a picture of yourself in the letter. Didn't she say nothing about that?
I don't recollect what she said.
Well, you still got the letter. Let me read it.
That was private personal mail, Abner.
Oh. Well, when are you and her going to get married?
Well, to be honest, we might not get married. I about decided to break off the engagement.
Break it off? Why, I never even know you engaged yet.
It's the best time to break them off before you get involved. I've got too many responsibilities to think about getting married anyway. Got the bank and the store down there to look after and all.
Well, I'm married and I work down there long.
Yeah, but you ain't president of it. And she ain't nearly as pretty as I thought she was, no way.
Oh, that's the reason you're acting this way. She put a picture of herself in that letter, huh?
No, but I could tell by the handwriting what she looks like.
Handwriting? Oh, she described herself. What she looked like, Lum?
Abner, will you quit talking about the letter? The main thing right now is we know we got them diamonds, and we know they wasn't stole from her. More like they belonged to Mr. Devereaux, the fellow that left them here in the first place.
Well, let's just give them back to him and get the thing over with.
I would if I knowed where he was at. But we're into it now. He left that box with us for safekeeping, and we've taken the diamonds out of it and kept them and sent the box back to him. That's just out and out stealing.
Well, we thought they were stole, Olam. That's the reason we've taken them now.
Yeah, but how are you going to explain that to him? Can't tell him we thought he stole them.
No.
As soon as he finds out they ain't in the box, he'll more than likely show up with a couple of policemen and have us arrested.
Oh, my goodness.
We're fugitives from justice right now.
Well, why don't we just take them diamonds right into the county seat and turn them over to the police before they accuse us of it? That'll show them they're trying to be honest. Then they can give them back to Mr. Devereaux.
I don't want to have a thing in the world to do with the police.
Well, why?
Well, I just don't want to.
I'll be dead blamed if I can figure out what's wrong with you, Lum. You ain't been yourself ever since you got that letter. I don't know who you are, but you ain't yourself. I believe you're just so much in love, you're losing your reason.
Abner, please don't mention that word love again. I ain't interested in women no more. Never was. I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Just give me a dog and a pipe and a fishing pole and let me sit by the side of the road and be a friend of man.
Fishing by the side of the road? Oh, down there at the crossing on Briar Creek, huh? Well, you ain't going to catch no fish along there, Lum. Them cars going through there so much keep them scared out. Now, if you go up the creek about a quarter to where that big ledge of rock
is... I ain't interested in fishing.
Well, you said give you a dog. You could go hunting there in the bottom, but you'd need a gun instead of that fishing pole, Lum. What kind of dog did you want?
I don't want no dog at all.
You just said you did.
I was just trying to tell you I wanted to be left alone. And Granny, from now on, I'm going to travel life's road by myself. He travels fast as who travels alone. I've always said that. It's an old lettered saying of mine.
Is that the reason you don't want me to go to Kansas City with you?
Is what the reason?
Because you think you can travel faster by yourself. Why, that train could carry both of us just as fast as it could one.
I never said nothing about a train.
Well, a car will, too. Two fellas in there run just as fast. Or, now, a bicycle wouldn't. You had to put me on the handlebar and pedal it by yourself. But why couldn't we both get a bicycle along?
For goodness sake.
That's an awful long ways to ride a bicycle, though. But if you want to go, I'll try one.
Abner, if I was going to Kansas City, I'd take the train, but I...
Well, now, it won't slow it down none for me to go with you, then. See, Lum, them trains has got steam engines on them.
Yeah.
Well, sure, they don't pedal in them like they do a bicycle. They build a big fire up there in a bar, you know, get the water hot, and you make that steam, and that's what makes a train run. Why, I bet the engineer wouldn't hardly know it if I was on there. Them engines is awful stout, Lum.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you explained that to me.
Oh, that's all right. I'm proud to do it. Did you think the engineer and foreman pedaled a train?
Well, Abner, you get some of the craziest ideas in your head of anybody I ever seen in my life.
I get them. Well, you're the one that thought they pedaled a train. Don't you know you said...
Just let it go. I ain't going to Kansas City on a train, bicycle, or car, or by myself, or with nobody.
Let's see now. Doggy, that's a hard one. Ain't going on a train, or a bicycle, or a car. And you ain't going by yourself or with somebody. Doggy, that's a hard riddle, Lum. Oh, you're going horseback. Is that the right answer?
I ain't going at all, and it ain't no riddle.
Well, you ought to go up there and see her, Lum. No use to break Miss Berenson's heart. Just exactly now, what did she say in that letter, Lum? Did she say she taken one look at that picture and fell in love with you?
If you mention love one more time, I'm going to walk you right on top of the head with something.
Well, you've been saying she'd fall in love with you when she seen that picture.
Well, quit worrying about that letter. If you want to worry about something, you better be worrying about that feller Devereaux coming out here and having us arrested for stealing his diamonds.
Well, can they send us to the penitentiary for that?
Why, of course they can. Just the same as breaking into a jewelry store and taking them. We've got a sack full of diamonds in our possession that don't belong to us.
Well, I still think we ought to take them into the county seat and turn them over to the police.
No, we're not going to do no such a thing.
Well, why?
Well, we just can't, that's all.
Just tell them the whole story. We accidentally found them and thought they stole and figured we was doing the right thing by keeping them here.
There's reasons, though, why that won't work.
Well, we can't go on this away long, keeping the store and the bank closed up, losing customers every day. Now, I don't care what you want to do. I'm going to call the police in at the county seat and tell them to come out here. Then we can just tell the whole store, and I'll bet you they'll turn us loose.
No, we ain't neither.
Yes, I am, too. I ain't going to let myself get sent to the penitentiary when I ain't did nothing.
Get away from that telephone, Abner.
I'm going to call them right now.
Well, wait a minute now, Abner. Let's talk this thing over.
I don't want to talk it over.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. There's a good reason why we don't want the police to know about this.
What kind of a reason?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I can't let the police see me. Here. You've been wanting to know what was in this letter. I got just here. I'll read it to you.
Oh, well, now, she's making love to you in there. You don't have to read it, Lum. I know it's embarrassing her calling you a lot of love names.
Well, you understand when you hear why I have to hide out. Starts out here, Mr. Lum Edwards, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear sir.
Well?
The jewels you referred to in your letter are not mine. However, I thank you very much for your trouble in forwarding this information.
But you read that much to me yesterday, Mom.
No, I'm going to read the rest of it, too.
Huh?
My secretary has taken the picture of the jewel thief which you enclosed.
Picture of a jewel thief? Did you put a picture of a robber in there, too?
No, she's made a mistake. That's that picture of me she's talking about.
Oh.
Picture the jewel thief and turn it over to the police. I am sure they will apprehend this criminal very soon.
Huh?
And I know we will all rest easier when he is captured. One look at his picture tells you that he is a very desperate character. Thanking you very much, I am respectfully yours, Miss J. Simpson Barrington. There. That's that love letter I was waiting for so long.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.